Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about information update number 24. I must admit, in my mind, I didn't think I'd be doing as many updates. There are two aspects to it. One is that I'm doing a little cardiac walk, and that's something to talk about. And look, I'll say at the background, where I'm walking will be near a busy road on a weekend, so you'll so it's a tourist road, so there's lots of cars on the weekend, not the big trucks as much. And I also didn't think I'd be making as much progress. Not that I'm skiting about it, it's just one of these natural things. And of course, I think that's perhaps the definition of, you can hear the cars at the moment, I suppose. It's all pandemonium around here. Something that you're very much aware of as a programmer, your rate of progress, and sort of, I suppose it's the definition of experience, where you look ahead and you look at different strategies. When you're fresh to it, all your cognitive energy is just focused on solving that next problem. Bit of experience means that you know that bit of effort, there is a problem there. It will be so much effort, it will be solved or it won't be solved. But then you look up and see where you're going. So you don't program yourself into a corner, basically. You still have your basic problems. So the story is that I've got automation software upwards, such that I can do a podcast, put the podcast in, gets published. And then up to the next section is the assets that you put with the podcast, the overall idea. So they're an educational podcast, they're accessible through your mobile phone. There's a series of assets with it, online multiple choice and a word scramble. That's pretty easy to come across. That's just hoiking the overall code over it, and then modifying the code each time, automatically modifying the code each time, and then automatically uploading as apps on your mobile phone. So that's fairly straightforward to do. The next thing I was doing, which is an obvious thing, is the conversion of your podcast into a podcast multiple choice quiz. Now, to do this, the multiple choice quiz has a certain structure for it, and randomization of answers, or of potential answers and the actual correct multiple choice answer. And that overall structure can be handled well by a computer, as it turns out. So might as well just chat about how I randomize the answer. For each of the A, B, C, D, I get in register 1 pseudo random number, register 2 a second pseudo random number, and so forth. So the pseudo random numbers you generate between 0 and 1, and they are indeed pseudo random with a key and Mersenne prime generator. So it has the property that even there is no likelihood that you will get the same number. Again, you cannot get. You could get 0.5 once. The rest of the time it's up to 23 decimal points. So it's a large number. And that's the fact that they are pseudo-random. They're random, but you can never get the same random number again. So it comes out, and what happens is that you go right through this, you don't really remember, sequence, and then it repeats itself. After, I suppose, it's the high speed. Depending on what the key and what the pseudorandom number generator they use, it would be several, probably a year or several years of computation, you know, going through it. But so you know that in advance. You use that those pseudorandom numbers, and then you order them, or you say A is in the first box, B is the second box, third box. Now restructure them, so it's reorder them, so they go from the highest to the pseudorandom number, throw that away, and you've got your randomized numbers, and you can also record which of those is correct. Yeah, so you start off with always the first correct in the first box. So you start off, the first answer is correct, next three are incorrect, then you randomize it, then the order ABCD, and then you record underneath it here. G'day.
Then do you want to read? Lots more exercise.
Oh yes, definitely. So that was a lovely... Well, how am I going for time? I don't think I'll be able to reach my destination on time. Okay. So that's a pseudorandom sequence. So I have 10 questions, and I've sort of done it a bit clunky. I said for each 10 questions, there's going to be explanation, questions, answers, and the correct answer. So I've got 7 cells. I've just got 10, and gotta make sure. So I start off with 1. People don't go question 0, they go question 10. So I still haven't quite know where thinking about I've nailed that. So I've got this array, and what it does is it a 60x10 array, 6x10 array, and just within a few milliseconds it rearranges everything, randomizes it, the answer. That's your template. And then you construct a format string, which you're a bit clever that you I'm going to change this a bit. I have to think about changing it. You name the first answer of the first question 1, and the next answer 11, 111, and so on, and the sixth answer 6, and the tenth answer 0. Just to get it done, so you're not doing it yourself. However, I've worked out a better way. So what happens is that you listen through, and then you tag or label different parts of your podcast. Those are various things. The topic, explanation 1, question 1, answer 1, answer 11, answer 111, answer 1111. The issue is that I don't have to do that now, because I can answer all answers 1, and Audacity has this thing of if you've got 2 sections in an audio file, label 1, it labels the first one 1, the next one 1-2. Go figure. Right? I don't know how it does or how or why it does it. But you don't know that in advance. It's not documented. It just comes out. And it's only came out when I accidentally labeled two things without insufficient. So I'll go back and do it. So you've got the incredible that thing, and so sort of rather strategic. One is you've got to get the programming right, you've got to get the system right, you've got to know the capabilities of the software that you're doing. So what you do is you what I do is you use concatenation software. So if you listen to a radio show, and also methodical, you know, it's a question, answers A, B, C, thinking time, you put that all in the structure. So the format string, so the array gets formatted in different ways with the bespoke information and generic information. It's all the generic file, location of generic sound clips and bespoke sound clips are intermingled. G'day. Gee whiz. I can do it. You can now hear the traffic noise. Isn't that awful? But I have no choice. I can't reach my destination in time. If I go on a quiet route, it's a longer route, I won't be able to meet it there on the structure. Yeah, so, phew. I just got to get my thinking right. So, what's happening is that rather than record a quiz show, which is all complex, you talk about the topic, then you read a section of work, you ask a question, and then you put a correct answer, incorrect answer, incorrect answer, incorrect answer. That's what you have to do in your head. So you save that, save it as an audio file, tag it, dump it. Now, it's a little bit of a thing I'm a bit unhappy with, and that's Audacity. You can increase the tempo of the voice, so contract it so it sounds as though you're speaking more quickly than you actually are. This is good to remember to wind it back. So there's that editing speed, not the speed that you want your audience to listen to. So that's just, well, this is more and more complex. And what you eventually need is a cheat sheet to work out the process that you go through. Incidentally, this routine work is just what all the... Hey, mate. It's a man, lovely man, on the edge of his house there. It's a lot of really funny 70s houses, and it's all gone development mad. That's an old flower shop into a funeral home, and that's some sort of, dare I say, knob. Isn't that amazing? His car is making so much noise compared to the others. Whew. Okay. So you've got this overall process, and this very regulated, regimented control is sort of what I'm prescribed in terms of my recovery. So it's good in a way. It's just that I have to examine the best way to do the regulation first, and then follow it. So part of recovery will be just popping out these internet quizzes on science topics at high speed and tuning them. So what's happened is that I've done an analysis of different podcasts, and certain podcasts, you know, you get your generic Germans will listen to everything. Americans, I don't know why they listen to anything. They're different countries. But if you do a podcast useful for studying for an exam, South Koreans definitely go into it. So you know that in advance, that in Australia you can't sell anything because you're rubbish. It's a country of people rubbishing everybody. You've got funny, foreigners come here and they're just absolutely amazed at how sunny and how happy everyone is, yet they rubbish everybody. So, the idea... Oh, that's another noisy person when they... That's okay, I don't really mind that. So much. And I can sort of... shake my head here. Oh, look, I think I might make my objective. Sure is. Okay. So, we've got all that, planned out. That's a generic plan. So, sort of the high level strategy. Direct bridge is blocked. Looking at this long route. It's just the quality of the content. People can have a certain content of a certain quality, and then they polish it up and it's taken. But this content's got to be nabbit. And, to be honest, look, I really don't know whether this, format, internet quiz format is the correct one. There's all these, solutions and objectives to it. Well, and so, Australia's not a podcast listening nation, I can tell you that. So it is it's a dumb strategy. If you wanted to just make it in Australia, you wouldn't podcast. But I sort of got a global plan of, podcasting to all markets, seeing which markets work, analyze them, and then plan for it. So, I've got a few plans for getting ahead in the Asian market. But this takes a lot of time. And so at any one point, when you plan it, of course, you have to actually plan ahead your strategies and your times. And I must admit, I thought it would be many, many months, 2 or 3 months to get up to this point where I'm closing down problems as I'm developing. Normally you develop and it's really crap and you get about 5% throughput, then you go and solve problems. It's really, the Pareto analysis, where it's 80% of your problems are caused by 20%. Well, that's okay, that is true, but going through, you don't know which one of your problems is the 20%. So I'll just talk about an issue here. So we've got synthetic quizzes, and they've been broken up to introduction, the quiz while driving, a quiz in class, and a quiz while studying. And so what I've done is I've got the one where it synthesizes it and produces the whole cues, holds bolus. Then I've broken it up into a loop, and it loops through the introduction, quiz while driving, the private quiz, the class quiz, and I've actually gone to the study quiz. Now, going on there, but then obviously you don't know the quality of the software. If you're using someone else's software, you're really not sure. And so I had this problem that you don't pick this up unless you've got automation software, automating checking. And each time I would sort of broken the software, got this loop, which is the introduction of the different things separately, and publishing. So the idea is that you'll have the podcast, the quiz, but then you can go to the directory, download the directory, and so as you're driving along, you can move to different piles, to different styles, or you can get the different things. So often, I don't know, the way you want to look at it. So I got that up. And I had noted before that these files are getting very, very large. So the original MP3 recording file was going, 40 meg. But as I worked on it, This vial's ballooned to 120 meg. What was going on? I couldn't really put it. So these are the uncompressed vials. You push it into a compressor and it gets down to something reasonable that you put on the internet. But do you want to have a look at this? And what was happening is that each time I was putting it through, so I was counting it. I had 6 questions and something like 60 vials. We'd go, this is question 1. Whatever it is, this is the question. This is A, this. Well, the answer is that. By the time you do it, that's about 10, and the explanation, that's about 10 files per question. So that's 60 files. And one of the things I know for my own coding is that if you're a little bit sloppy on sort of the executive thing, it can be a program. But if it's, well, it's not so much a problem on the multi-core stuff, but previously you had a problem that if you asked it to do a second thing before the first task had thoroughly completed, it would go. So I had all this suspicion and doubt, and I kept on doing it. And I noted that when I shut down the program or did certain things, this... G'day, mate. How are you? Is this where you live? So, that was a friend dropped into his house. He's looking after his dad. He's 92. Can't give too much detail. But, you know, general support, offering, going to try and help his kid educationally. So this is another story besides sort of, like, I focus on local individual kids and then also the big global stuff. So we're here and we're getting back. I'd be spot on the objectives, because what I'm doing is I've recognised I spent 5 minutes there. So if I'm sort of 2.5 minutes from my objective, I'll be able to go in, go back, see how it goes. Okay. Yeah, so we had this thing is that got the first one up using VLC software. No, the VLC is all fine. And I said, VLC, I'm going to use you in background. Don't come up on the screen. I can't get it back again. So perhaps when I reboot the computer, I'll see VLC again. But I don't need that anymore. So I have a VLC rendering of the first synthetic one. Then I, as long as it's getting bigger all the time, it's sort of, so I did that, and that's the first one that you've seen. Then there's, so I put that through Camstasia, and then just looped up the audio and put the audio in a part of the file, that part of the computer which gets automatically uploaded to the internet. So it's not worried. And so that's how you manage uploading. I just have a file area. And so, you know, when the any bits of software is finished, its last step is put it queuing in this queue area to upload to the internet. And then I have it such that can inquire, is it on the internet yet? Sort of like passing it to your mate. Here you do. Like, you pass your car to the mechanic, and then you're walking past waiting to hear the engine go. So, with this, go up to that next level, and of course, became clear that, it looked as though a single quiz, this is how stupid I am, would last 3 hours if I put the different things in. I couldn't work out what's going on. So I got up in the mezzanine space. That's where I've stepped back and, as I've said before, created a for loop, a do loop. So it does it once for the intro, once for the private study, and now I'm in the process of getting it to do the class block. And what I was noticing as I tested the wine, it got bigger and bigger each time I did it. And my suspicion was that it's not me, it's software that I'm using, which is my aggregation software. And it really was a head scratching. So I went in, and this would have been taken, I don't know, half an hour, somewhere between half an hour and a full hour before I got it resolved. And so what had happened is that I was pretty sure that it was something weird, ultimately ultra weird, going on with the concatenation software, in that there was some memory, it wasn't refreshing, and things weren't happening. Initially it was truncating the files, and it would truncate the files not, but later down when it was trying to put an image on the file. So in going, I've got the cover on the MP3 files, the cover, which is a good old mugshot of me, big word at the back, quiz, front word, the quiz title, and then underneath that, a section, what section it is. And that was just, it was sort of sucking me in, because what happened is that I prepare the image and then say, right away, stick this image on. Of course, the image wasn't getting across my computer to be stuck together. And so I just had, I had to do this thing when you're using other people's software and computers. So you just have to work out that's the time, and I put a delay. The delay didn't do anything, but I had put the delay after the process. So when I extended it, still nothing was happening. So that took a while, probably embarrassing long time to get that going. So that was up. So I was conditioned to know that problems of the software, and problems of files going across the computer, could have these unexpected things. And so I was conditioned to, when the file was bloating each time, what was going. So when I do a new file, it would be nice and flexible. Then after that, it would start to go after a while. So the long story is that wasn't clearing the for loop, so it would give a manifest of file operations, and from those file operations look up where the actual g'day. Okay, you're picking up rubbish, are you?
No, just picking up a can.
Oh, for recycling.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I just save it for the kids, so if I see one here, I just pick it up.
That is fantastic.
Not too many there. Pick up, drop the flowers.
That's superb. Right, see you in a moment. So that's just a dude, an Australian dude, an old guy with a funny hat. He's perfectly okay. I'm podcasting. He's going around picking up cans. And did he pick up anything? So we've now introduced a 10-cent recycling levy on everything, and in general, people pick things up. Yeah, we're not as anal as the Dutch or anything like that. And so in the big cities, people don't. Or in South Australia, you pick things up. Saw a piece of rubbish, you pick it up and put it in the bin. In New South Wales, where it's full of different cultures, not anything more different, but a culture is really obsessed with itself and might pick things up. And so South Australia, you pick things up, and particularly bushwalking. Although what happens with me is that when I bushwalk into a remote area and there's a piece of rubbish there that I see on a ridge, so I go up to a ridge, and that rubbish tells me that no one has been on that ridge for years. Or you just strike out 1 or 2 kilometres into the bush with a could say, because I don't know my ability to do that without getting things out. And of course, I don't know, the police are just, they seem quite happy about it. So going out with their choppers, picking people out. Normally, groups of 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds out there in the bush, their phones, they go, oh, I'm lost, and say, stay where you are, and the big choppers come out for them. Okay, so what had happened? So all it was look at it, and seriously, it was a click-click, that is, right-click, add constant, to a point, as right as mate, it's all solid, ready to go. Then I had set things up, and I've just pulled the array back at this point in time. Oh, blood oath. I'm just on the cusp of being able to do this. I have to not muck around. So that's where I'm up to with it. Essentially, I've got to look at sort of the touchy-feely stuff, like putting music and timing into it, such that it's successful. But it will be successful. And the great thing is that I can actually get other people to record the guts of a quiz, and so it'll, then I can instruct another person on the how to produce it. Oh, come on, what I might do is set up an internet site where you can load, you can select your who presents the quiz. The quiz itself, yeah, like, well, I think that will be the best thing. I'll just have to hightail it across here. So that's an intersection. Okay, so let's go. Target plus 5 minutes. Right, crap. I'm going to see if I can make it. That just means that I'm going to have to... And this is uphill to here. This is Blackson's, about 50 metres higher up than Glenbrook. And I've got to see where I can go. So, that's where it's at the moment. So the objectives are to... massage it, put in the music. So the beautiful thing is that once the music's in and stuff like that, you can do it, and eventually you make it a website where you can submit a tagged audio file and get back a fully functioned four-component learning quiz. And I think that'll be a fantastic. Fantastic thing. Lots of kids have lots of screen time, a lot of relationship with their computer, have a life in which they're traveling long distances, either to school, on road trips or stuff like that, and it's a bit hard to get into something, and you really need a bit of tutoring. So I do think it's there, and if I can launch this as a international utility, that is, I record something that converts it into an internet quiz with answer sheets and stuff like that. The other aspect that I'm going on is that I'm one of the solutions is obviously speech to text. That's, you know, that's more time than it's worth. Another is increasing my typing speed, and I have to say, I've reached a limit. I'm not going to be able to type fast enough with low enough concentration to typing for it to be effective anytime soon. Probably 6 months of hard yakking. Okay, so that's all Yeah. That's the man of the Lilydale Chicken Shop, the most unsuccessful location for a shop in the most unsuccessful shopping centre the world has ever created. This is Glaxland. There's just something non-commercial about the whole lot. There's a Vinnies, a closed real estate engine, Endless Beauty with a light missing on it, the clay pot, which I really enjoyed because there's all this fanfare. They just sold you a sandwich at the end of it. You sat down, your sandwich, and I think they had fish and gravy, things like that. The bank, the medical centre, closed, moved to another bank, large bank, all closed. So chicken shop, close, gives you a feeling of, will you want to work in this shopping centre? Okay, I'll stop now and complete my mission.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.